I'm joined by Detective Chief Inspector Matt Darnell of Thames Valley Police Protecting Vulnerable People Unit. Matt Darnell, how are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
Yes, very well. So tell us a little bit about your division at Thames Valley Police and what sort of cases you work on.
So the team we're actually talking about today is the Paedophile Online Investigations Team, and they manage all the investigations in relation to online child abuse.
Right. We've seen some startling figures in the press about a rise in online child sexual abuse cases since lockdown began. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, we've noticed a sort of a rise in the amount of referrals we've received throughout the lockdown period, and that has continued. As a result, we've put an enforcement campaign together to increase our response. During May alone, officers across the force executed 37 search warrants, arrested 32 people, voluntary interviewed a further 5, and seized in excess of 400 electronic devices. Wow. And safeguarded 24 children. And in addition to that, we've worked jointly with the South East Regional Organised Crime Unit to arrest an additional 4 people who were suspected of making arrangements to meet for sexual activity with children.
Some terrifyingly high numbers. Do you have any idea why lockdown has seen a rise in these sorts of crimes?
I think it means a lot of people have been at home, a lot more children have been online.
Right.
Especially since the beginning of April, and that's probably increased the opportunity for people to try and exploit or contact the children.
How do you initially hear of cases like this? What are the sort of red flags that you would be looking out for?
So a lot of the times we get notified due to the sharing of indecent images or videos by the internet platforms, and that does trigger notifications that come to the police.
Right.
Then we actively investigate and research those, and that will often lead to enforcement activity.
And in terms of perpetrators, are there like certain traits that people should be watching out for? I know it's a very sensitive issue that people will have heightened sensitivity around. Is there something that people should maybe be looking for?
Well, what we'd strongly recommend to parents in particular is to use parental controls on devices at their home addresses and have regular conversations with their children. These offenders, they often pretend to be someone they are not, an age they are not. So children should be happy that they know who they're speaking to. And if they're not comfortable, they should speak to their parents.
Yeah, of course. And if a parent sees a child's chat log and it appears they're talking to someone of their own age, how would a parent necessarily know if that wasn't the case?
Often a lot of the terminology used and that the parents will probably see some provocative or suggestive messaging or some form of blackmail or coercion. And we would strongly recommend in those scenarios that they should call Thames Valley Police on 101 or report it via Crime Stoppers anonymously or the NSPCC.
Right, okay. And should they do that? Even if, I mean, I'm guessing people will be concerned about accusing someone unnecessarily. If they've got a hunch, is that something they should follow through on?
It's difficult to say, but I think it'd be quite clear personally to a parent if they felt a conversation looked quite uncomfortable and inappropriate for the age, and that is the occasion that they can refer to us. It doesn't mean we will always take action. We might do some inquiries and it might have been an age-appropriate conversation, but it certainly gives us that opportunity to review and see if there's any other linked intelligence.
Yeah, of course. So for anyone who does have concerns for the safety of a child, what should they do? How do they get in contact?
Yeah, speak to Thames Valley Police by dialing 101 or the NSPCC. We often also would recommend people to look at the National Crime Agency CEOP website, which has some great advice and tools for people of all ages, from children to parents, teachers and carers.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. I mean, on behalf of Milton Keynes and Thames Valley, thank you for investigating this. I mean, it's a very sort of tough subject to be dealing with at work every day, but on behalf of Milton Keynes, thank you for everything you're doing. Matt Darnell, Detective Chief Inspector for Thames Valley Police, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.